third in a row against them?
Yeah, this is my 300-yard game versus them, whatever. That's what I was saying early in the week and stuff when I was asked that question, whatever. I know they haven't gave up 100 yards in so many games and situation where I think the last time I played them was like 2 years ago. And every time I done played them, I done had 100 yards. So it really was at the end. They made the best man win.
How important was it with Jake coming back and you knew he'd have some nerves to establish that run game and kind of take some of the pressure off of number 10?
It was really important because you see a lot of those drives. He extended those drives where using his leg getting the first down. So it was a situation where we wouldn't have been able to stay on the field and sustain long drives if he wasn't in there to make them plays with his legs.
Talk about the 17-yard run you had where you kind of cut back against. How'd that play develop in your eyes? And is it just a hole you're trying to make a play when there's no room?
Yeah, it was a situation where I was finna try to hit the hole, and I seen Color, and then I was finna bounce outside and I seen Color again. So instead of me just dropping and just trying to take the negative one out of no yard gain, I was just trying to make a play, and those guys up front kept blocking those guys to the right and gave me an opportunity to come back to the backside.
What point did it open up and you were thinking, you know, this play goes from being nothing to potentially a big play?
Well, it kind of opened up once I came back a little, and then I seen a lot of those guys to the right, and I still seen I had one receiver upfield blocking, and then I think it was a DN or linebacker. He hadn't ran upfield, so I just knew if I could have squeezed through him, that I can get him a touchdown.
CJ, you were pretty adamant all along that he never left. You were still here.
Yeah.
How good are you running the football right now? Rank it compared to other spots in your career.
Honestly, I still don't feel like how I felt when I ran for 2000, honestly, that year was kind of like, there ain't nobody can't stop me or whatever. And the reason why I say that, because we hit the ground running that year, every single game, had great games. It was a situation this year where we had to dig ourselves out of a hole. But right now, I feel real good running the ball.
Does it get easier now that you see some holes, you get more and more carries? Does it get easier to string these together?
Of course, it get easier once you get in your groove. That's the thing I've been saying the whole time, let me get in my groove. And once you get in your groove, you start to break more tackles. You start to read the defense that much easier. So, like in the beginning of the year, anytime you having 3-4 carries in the first half, and at the end of the game, probably 8-9 carries and all, that's not going to help you. So I think it helped out well, just as the whole offense, us able to sustain drives and just stay on the field.
It's probably not your